The police shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin, further intensified our national attention on race. We're deep into a summer of arguments over that subject. They coincide with the re-election campaign of the president, whose rhetoric includes frequent attacks on Muslims, Latinos, and black leaders. Now, a new NPR Ipsos poll finds big differences between the ways that people of different races view the same events. NPR's Adrian Florido has the details. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What are some examples of these differences?
Well, a big takeaway in this poll that NPR conducted is that there are still big differences in people's attitudes about a lot of the racial issues that our country has been facing this summer, and that these divides largely are split along racial lines. So one example, fewer than half of white respondents to our poll said they support Black Lives Matter. That was a big takeaway. Mm-hmm. Only 30% of white Americans said they had personally done something to better understand issues of race after George Floyd's killing in Minneapolis in May. And those numbers were much higher for Black and brown Americans.
What do those differences tell you?
So here's what Mallory Newell, the pollster who conducted the survey for us, for Ipso, the polling firm, this is what she said.
Our country at its core, there is still a significant gap in perceptions and willingness to do the work between white Americans and people of color.
You know, we've seen a lot of white people out at these marches this summer. There's no doubt that white Americans have been an important part of this movement. But again, what Newell said is that, you know, if we look at the country as a whole, this poll offers a bit of a reality check about who's engaging and who's not.
What kinds of attitudes did you find about defunding the police?
Well, the poll found there's a very big difference between how Black, brown, and white people feel about this issue. Only a little more than a third of white people said they support defunding the police, while more than two-thirds of Black people said they did, as did similar majorities of Latino and Asian Americans. One person who did not support defunding the police is Dee Weiler. She lives in Georgia.
I think that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. Who's going to respond when you're being held at gunpoint, if anything, funding for more training, helping them learn how to do things differently?
Interestingly, Steve, our poll also found that white Americans are much more likely to believe that after this summer, police will start to treat Black people better. Almost three-quarters of white respondents said they believe that, but fewer than half of Black people who responded to our poll said they believe that. Here is Jay Baptist, a Black graduate student in Florida, talking about this divide.
They don't live in the type of environments that we do, so they don't see what we experience face to face. If they were to like just live in our little world, in our bubble, then I really would think their eyes would be open.
And Steve, just looking at this shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin this week, it's another reason many Black people said they don't feel optimistic about their treatment at the hands of police going forward.
Okay, Adrian Florido with some poll results. Adrian, thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.